Harris is getting significant support from some high-profile Republicans, but a group of Republican women have been quietly working for the Democratic ticket since before Harris was even the candidate. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us they are focusing their efforts on Pennsylvania.
The primary goal is to defeat Trump.
Republican Stephanie Sharp didn't start out campaigning for Kamala Harris. Harris wasn't even the candidate yet when she helped start Women for Us. But she knew she wasn't alone in concerns about democracy and reproductive rights in a second Trump term. Co-founder Renee LaFair says the group has put everything on the line for Harris since July.
The night before we launched, both of my co-founders were trying to figure out how much of their business they were going to lose. So there's real cost to being public.
That's one reason the group emphasizes the privacy of voting in their pitches and ads like this one about a woman who listens to political opinions at work.
But in the voting booth, it's my opinion that counts because it's my family's future on the ballot. My reproductive rights at stake.
The founders are from red states, but they've targeted swing states. They've moved into Pennsylvania for this final week, hoping to get 10 to 20,000 Republican women to vote for Harris.
We know that these women are Trump exhausted. Now it's our job to get them to the polls.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.